This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We've been hearing from the experts that thanks to the great winter and our good friend the polar vortex, this is going to be quite a year for allergy sufferers. Well, perhaps it might be time to revive the Ka-Chew Club. Say what? The Ka-Chew Club, it was a very unique way to attract visitors to Sault Ste. Marie. It started in 1928 and welcomed allergy sufferers who turned up to breathe that clean, cool, pollen-free air that swept in off Lake Superior. Writer Deidre Stevens dug into the history of this Ka-Chew Club for Michigan History Magazine. Deidre, how and when did Sault Ste. Marie become this destination for hay fever sufferers?
Well, apparently it started earlier in the 1920s, but it was 1928 before a fellow down at the locks who was a hay fever sufferer himself, Lou Harris, noticed that certain people were turning up at the same time every year, about the middle of August, and he finally went down and engaged them in conversation, and sure enough, they said they came here because of the hay fever and had been for a while. Well, he got thinking about it and said, gee, if they're here, there's probably others, and put out the word and said, let's form a club. Let's find some things to do when it's too nasty to be down south, and we'll and give you some activities and keep you here for as long as it takes before it's safe to go back home again.
So Sault Ste. Marie's air really was that pure? It did come by its reputation, honestly?
Apparently so. There were scientists and things that checked the air here and said that there was less pollen here than there were other places. And as you say, it's probably that nice fresh air coming off the lake there that blows that pollen other places. It's not coming across all the fields of the Midwest and everything. So, you know.
So the Ka-Chew Club of the Hay Fever Association of America formed as an official club in August of 1928. I've got to wonder, was this, do you think, like an early version of a Pure Michigan ad? Can you hear Tim Allen saying, come to Sault Ste. Marie and leave your sneezes at home?
It could well be. You know, the Chamber of Commerce here quite quickly got involved in advertising it that way. They had brochures and everything they were sending out in the magazine and other places I've seen. Luckily, we have a copy of it that was preserved at the public library here. Positively no hay fever at the Sioux, the ad said. That's why it's this modern city. It is the hub of the Great Lakes. It's been selected as the permanent headquarters of the Hay Fever Association of America.
So, tell us how the Ka-Chew Club grew and evolved then in the following decades.
Oh, golly, everybody went home after the first year and started talking it up and telling everybody how wonderful it was up here. And by the second year, they were pulling people from five states, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, and, of course, from Michigan here. And each year, it sort of snowballed. And later on, a couple years, they were finally getting some public national attention. And they were on NBC, the radio station, and CBS, and all sorts of people got to find out. So by 1935... the numbers had swollen, if you'll excuse the expression, to 181 paying members from 14 different states, I think mostly around the Midwest. So things were really cooking by 10 years after the club first got started.
And I have to imagine local retailers and merchants and restaurateurs would probably be very happy to welcome the Ka-Chewers to Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, very much so. I think they asked them for a nominal charge to become members. They were associate members, not full members of the Ka-Chew Club, and then they could have a little sign they could put in the window that said, you know, Ka-Chew Club members, welcome here. And also sometimes the merchants had exhibits of things that were going on related to the Ka-Chew Club, too, to create more interest, such as ragweed, so you'd know the enemy if you saw it.
Would they be there at, was it a particular couple of weeks, month? How long would people come and when would they come?
Yeah, some would come earlier, some would come later. Most of them were here, and the official activities took place from about mid-August to about mid-September or the third week of September in general.
And you had to give the Ka-Chewers something to do then while they were in Sault Ste. Marie. What kind of activities would be laid out for them?
Oh, very definitely. They had concerts and card parties, and they'd take trips on the boats around here, and I think the tour train that goes across the way here, the Agawa Canyon tour train, they'd often do that, or they'd go down to Les Chenaux and do some things. There were some really nice hotels down in Cedarville in those days. They'd go down there and have dinner, but then they also did some other fun things, talent shows and things like that, and they had some very high-class entertainment who came here, surprisingly. Misha Mishakov, the concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, was here. I guess he was a hay fever sufferer, too. and pianist Florence Reed. I'm not sure where she was from, but even some of our local people who had some recognition, I think certainly that helped them to get a little wider recognition to be performing at these functions.
Yeah, I found it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say the city people got involved, too. In 1939, they put on a play that Kachu folks did called Demon Ragweed, and they had him tried for his sentences against humanity. And that was put on with a parade, and we had weekly concerts down here at our band shell, and that was right after the band concert, they put on this Demon Ragweed play for everybody, so everybody got involved.
Gotta love it. Gotta laugh at your allergies. And I found it very, very interesting, Deidre, that the group actually built up enough clout so in World War II they were able to lobby the government to let hay fever sufferers stockpile those gasoline ration cards so they could make it up north for the sake of their health.
I thought so, too. I don't know if they succeeded or not. I suspect some of them had to be fairly well off anyway, you know, to be able to come up here on a regular basis. But, of course, during the war, didn't matter how rich you were, I guess, if the gas wasn't available. But it would be good to know that they were still able to come because that's a medical issue, right?
There you go. Well, by the mid-60s, the couturiers had dwindled to nearly nothing, and they decided to wrap it up, 1967? What did they blame for the reason for the dwindling ranks?
Well, they said that the people who were still coming, I think it was only 5 or 6 people, they couldn't get it, 9, I guess, came that year. And they blamed antihistamines, the availability of antihistamines like Claritin, I don't know if I should advertise, and air conditioning. People could stay right in their houses. They could deal with the symptoms of their illness, so they didn't have to leave home. And they said it was a shame. It was like losing members of the family, not being able to all get up together and come up here to the Sioux. But they could come anyway, I guess. But they just didn't have the Kachu Club as their excuse anymore.
But for those nearly 40 decades, people, or four decades, people really did get relief from their hay fever when they came to Sault Ste. Marie?
It sounds like it. And they even had some scientific evidence to back it up. And now that may still be the case. Back then they were saying there wasn't any ragweed to be seen. People were out hunting it and picking up a very little bit, but I've seen some ragweed in the summer myself now. I suspect it's wound its way in here, and I had read that it came in by way of the trains passing through. Some of it would blow off the cargo, and then in chicken feed, of all things, a little odd piece of ragweed would come in on the chicken feed. So I suspect as far as it growing, it's still here, but maybe there'd still be some relief as far as the nice cool winds.
Well, I have to say, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a cuter name for any social club, the Kachu Club. And Deidre Stevens wrote all about the Kachu Club for a recent edition of Michigan History. Fun talking with you, Deidre, and I hope it's a fun ragweed-free season in Sault Ste. Marie.
Thank you. I hope it is, too, for everybody, whether they're in the Sioux or not.